Are you gonna propose to Josie or not?
Alicia demanded. I closed my eyes. It felt as if my heart was doing cartwheels inside my tightening chest.
Palmer? Did you hear me?
I heard you just fine. I knew it was a mistake to call my sister. Alicia wasn't one to hold back on sharing her opinion. She knew how I felt about Josie, and as my big sister, she was determined that I not let Josie leave town without letting her know how I felt about her.
Then answer the question. Are you gonna tell Josie you're in love with her?
My sister and I had been raised in Alaska, in a tiny town above the Arctic Circle. We were homeschooled, so I didn't have a lot of exposure and experiences most kids get for social interaction. I wouldn't give it up for anything, though, except for my lack of certain skills. Alicia made it sound easy to lay one's heart out on the chopping block with the big chance of it getting axed. The problem is, I've never been anything even close to what one would consider romantic. I leave that to those city boys. I am a man, an Alaskan man. Fancy, romantic words are as unfamiliar to me as a pumpkin spice latte. I'll admit, when it comes to sweeping a woman off her feet, I'm about as dense as a guy can get, and I'll certainly never be the kind of man who recites poetry. Living up here in the Alaskan wilderness doesn't help. Ponder is miles from what most people would consider civilization. Northeast of Fairbanks and close to the far north region of Alaska, Ponder has a population that swells to 300 in season when the lodge is in operation. In the wintertime, these numbers drop to a few hardy men and women and only a handful of families. Alicia reminded me that it was now or never. I could do without the cliches, especially when my gut was in knots. Even the thought of telling Josie that I loved her and wanted her to stay in Ponder had me breaking into a cold sweat. This felt worse than the case of flu I had last year. Although the fishing and hunting lodge brought in a fair amount of traffic in season, single women were few and far between here in Ponder. The only women I'd happened to meet in the last several years were those employed by the lodge, or those I met on my infrequent trips into Fairbanks. Most of the lodge employees were college students and so flighty and immature that I didn't pay any attention to them. All that changed when Josie Avery arrived. She was in her mid-20s and had been hired on at the lodge as the chef for the season, which ran from May through the end of October. The minute I saw her, I knew she was different. The first thing I noticed was that her phone didn't come attached to her hand. The next time I saw her, she was reading a book. She stopped me cold when she happened to glance up and smile at me. Her eyes brightened, and I swear I could have drowned in her warmth. The sunlight had broken through the trees and landed on her like a pot of gold at the end of a rainbow. Her hair was long and dark and flowed over her shoulders. She wore jeans and boots. I hardly know how to explain what happened in that very moment. I know it sounds nuts, but I felt something physical, like someone had hit me. The impact was so hard and strong that I stumbled back a step. From that time on, well, she was it for me. It didn't take me long to learn that she was intelligent and sensible and had a great sense of humor. I was comfortable with her in ways I had never been with any other woman. I found I could talk to her with an ease that I'd never felt before, even with my sister. Okay, to be honest, it didn't hurt that Josie was beautiful. I mean, her beauty was hard to deny. She had pretty eyes and she was just the right size, not too skinny. One thing Alicia taught me a long time ago was that women didn't take kindly to men talking about their bodies. To top it all off, Josie was good at what she did, and the food at the lodge had never been better. Jack Corcoran, the old geezer who supplied the game to the lodge, had started to eat dinner there nearly every night. We'd become friends over the years, and I would join him, something I hadn't done much of in the past, until Josie's arrival. The Brewsters, who owned and operated the Caribou Lake Lodge, noticed me stopping by for dinner and guessed the reason for my more frequent visits. They purposefully set Josie's schedule to give us more time together in the evenings, allowing me to introduce her to the beauty of Ponder and the Alaskan wilderness. I'd taken her hiking and searching for the Alaskan blueberry. We'd stumbled upon the low bush cranberry as well, and were able to pick enough for a wonderful sauce she'd used with moose meat. Just recently, we'd lain under the stars and watched the northern lights flash dance green highlights across the sky. Josie had gasped at their beauty. I barely noticed the wonder of it all, unable to take my eyes off her. We'd had such good times together, Josie and me. When Ponder held its annual fishing derby during the 4th of July celebration, Josie, who had never fished before, caught the winning fish. Beginner's luck, she claimed. I was thrilled for her.